is there a direct cause and effect from the coffee, or are we talking about people with overall healthy lifestyles?
It can't really prove a cause and effect because it's an observational study. So we don't know if it is something about the people that drank coffee that made them live longer versus the coffee itself.
So then we don't really know if it makes a difference whether it was black coffee or coffee with cream or sugar or the latte stuff.
That. We do know a few things. You know, obviously people that drink, say, unfiltered coffee, or if you have a lot of sugar and cream, that would add to, you know, calories. But interestingly, in this study, they found a nonlinear relationship between the use of coffee and your chances of dying. So that means that the overall study did find that people that drank coffee lived longer, but it wasn't proportional to the amount of coffee they drank. So if they drank one cup versus five cups, it didn't make a difference. And also it didn't make a difference whether it was decaffeinated versus regular coffee. And they think that that was likely because of the effects of smoking. So they found that people that tend to drink coffee more also tend to smoke more. And so that somehow takes away from the beneficial effects of coffee, if you will, at higher levels. So that if they found that people that drink, like if you take 100 people that drink more than five cups of coffee, about 80% of them were also smoking. So that's a confounding factor here.
Do we have any idea about any health benefits of coffee?
The coffee does have some substances other than caffeine that may slow down the absorption of glucose from the intestines. So it may reduce the blood sugar spike after eating. There's also some substances that may reduce the release of glucose from the liver. Effectively, caffeine has shown to have a beneficial effect on the development of diabetes. That means people that drink coffee may have a slightly lesser chance of developing diabetes.
The other interesting thing in the study, though, was people who drink more coffee almost are also likely to smoke, drink, and to eat red meat.
And they drink less sugary beverages. So that may also play into the fact
here.
It's up and down.
Interestingly enough, the study considers normal coffee consumption at about 3 to 5 cups a day.
I think that would kind of be moderate coffee consumption, but the study kind of took apart people that don't smoke. They were a minority of the population, but they had a separate sub-study of people that don't smoke, and they found that they had actually an incremental benefit. That means people that didn't smoke, people that drank one cup of coffee per day, you know, may have had a 10% reduction in death. But if you went up to 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day, it was 15% reduction in the death rate. When they went to beyond 5, they found that there was no benefit in mortality. So that's how that 3 to 5 number came, is that, you know, up to that point, you may see some benefit. Beyond that, you're likely not going to see any benefit.
So what should we take from this then? For instance, I don't drink coffee. Should I start?
I don't think this study would make you want to start drinking coffee. I think that it clearly says that people that drink coffee may drink so without having any fear of it being detrimental to them. And it well may be a part of a healthy lifestyle. That means that certainly has beneficial effects for sure.
So you would define a healthy lifestyle as what?
Their usual dietary guidelines where you're restricting the amount of saturated fat, taking part in exercise, and not smoking.
Dr. Logan Dwala, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.